Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And each Friday, I get a chance to say that, and I have to laugh because I guess I am the only Don S. McClure in the world. At least that's what my mother named me. But anyway, we're going to have a great show tonight. We've got a jazz artist that I'm going to be featuring his music. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. He actually used to work on my eyes. I mean, he helped me get some glasses. He's an ophthalmologist. I think that's what you call him. But anyway, he can really play a saxophone. I was in Memphis for a while, and we used to go to the club, hear him play, and this man could cut up. Now, I know the new term is not cut up, so it's probably tune up or turn it up or whatever up. But anyway, he can really play, and you're going to hear some great music by him. We're also going to blend some other artists inside of some of the music that he's playing, because the songs that he is playing were written by somebody else who did a great job, and the song has been re-recorded constantly so that people could enjoy the different versions. But tonight, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you'd like to call in, like some of you do, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my call-in numbers. Or you can reach me by email, like a lot of you do, at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And if you want to get the books that I put out that are super great, you can go to www.dsmpublications.net. And you can find all of the books that I've written, including the new one, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. That book has so many pre-orders, and I'm working on it right now, but you can go to my website and get that. So you can really enjoy that. But before we get started on our show tonight, we've got a lot of shout-outs to do, and this thing is really growing. So we'll also tell you the numbers of our new listening audience, because we've reached our goal. But I'd like to say a shout out to Kimberly in Chicago. I'd like to send one out to Michael Young of Washington, D.C., to Rodney Smith in Chicago, to Donald Horton in Waukegan, Illinois, Cheryl Booker in Chicago, and a new listener, Debbie, in New Haven, Connecticut. We'd also like to send a shout out to Willie Scott in Chicago, Carla Bynum in Chicago, and Larry Davis in Chicago. And we really have a special, special, special shout out to Reverend Craig M. Smith. He is the pastor of Freedom MB Church in Chicago, Illinois. Well, Chicago is rocking for me, my hometown. And tonight, the show is sponsored by Renee's Rainbow Daycare and Development in Chicago on the fabulous South Side. So if you want to take your kids over to a great daycare, get in touch with Renee. You'll enjoy it. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk about our words tonight, which is definitely goals and development. And we're going to talk about our new approach, which is the SMART, SMART objectives. So hang in there with me. We'll be able to start in a second as soon as I come back from these PSAs. And, of course, I got to play one of the ones that I really like about outdated phone books. So stay around with the Don S. McClure Show at Chicago, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
This is the bridesmaid's dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look like a chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Now, I don't know about you, but if I went to a wedding where they had on phone books and fuchsia, I would have a stroke. So I guess I'd have to be at the Chicago hot dog fitter and deal with my stroke. Oh, man, that was just crazy. I wonder where some of these PSAs come from. Well, my producers... waving his hands like he picked those. So I don't know. But anyway, we are up. We've met our goal, and we are now at 10,061 individuals. So that means we have 10,000 people on a Friday night listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Now, usually before we get to our words that we talk about to try to encourage people to constantly stay on the move of doing better, because that's all we want to talk about. We don't want to do the negatives. We don't want to do the hopes and the wishes and I think I could. All we talk about is the positive direction to get you going in the right direction so that you have a better life and you get out of it what you want. So we don't talk a lot about that. I think I can make it. I wish I could make it. Do you remember the story? Well, I guess some of you aren't that old, but you remember the story about the little train that could? He said, I think I can. I know I can. Ooh, I kind of like that. But anyway, we're going to talk more about SMART objectives after we get to our music. But again, this artist is from Memphis, and he is truly a great doctor working on your eyes, but he can play a saxophone. Now, if some of you are looking at our panel board, his picture's on there, and he's cutting up. And we keep talking about jazz, so we want you to listen to something he has out now. You can get his new CD on CD Baby. That's where you can find all the CDs that we play. But it's on CD Baby. This track is called Interplay. And it reminds me that my older brother used to play jazz, and the show is dedicated to him. Marvin McClure was a really great musician, and he drove the CTA trains. I mean, he was a great guy. My older brother, Roland, also liked jazz, so I learned a lot from these guys. So I want you to imagine you being in a jazz club, like listening to some of the jazz greats, and they're having a jam session. And Dr. Bill Hurd walks in, and they ask him to come up on stage. Well, this man can play a sax like nobody's business. So we're going to listen to him play Interplay, and then I'll be right back after you hear this great sound by a Memphis musician.
Thank you.
Now, that was Bill Hurd playing Interplay. And can you imagine? Ba-ba-da, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, okay, all right, everybody see it. Nah, don't sing. I told her I was going to hum along with the song. But take your wife, your girlfriend, your whatever you got, and go to a jazz club one night and just sit down. I mean, imagine you sitting there hearing that cool music. And, man, it reminded me of when my older brother used to play music. That was really something to enjoy some jazz. And I know there are some jazz clubs, but we need even more so we could enjoy that kind of music, because that was really nice. The guy on the guitar, everything. I mean, it was just good. What can I say? I picked the best music because you're listening to the best show. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And if you want to reach me, you could email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. So again, go to CD Baby, get that track Interplay. You can get it for 99 cents, so you shouldn't have a problem buying that one. But just think about how music brings us to a whole new level. You're sitting there with a nice glass of wine, watching everything on the stage, and somebody really just sweating and playing. Man, that is just dynamic. So we're going to bring you some more music, but first we want to talk about your ability to use SMART objectives. Now, of course, every week we talk about some words, and this time we're talking about goals. And why do we say we want you to use your SMART? Because you got to have something to focus with. You get a lot of people out there always talking about how do you want to start, what do you want to do, pray, get together. But you got to have something written down. So I want you to write the word SMART, and I want you to put a period behind each letter, because that's what you're going to develop, is your SMART objectives. Now, first place, what does that mean? Well, SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bonded objectives. That's what your SMART is. Now, of course, goals means the ability to do something that you know is right or good, even though it is dangerous, frightening, or very difficult. So when you think about that and you say, what do I want to do? How do I want to do it? All right, a goal is a desired result a person or system envisions, plans, and commits to achieve a personal or organizational. Desired endpoint in some sort of assumed development. Now, many people endeavor to reach goals within a short period of time by setting deadlines. Goals sometimes can be roughly similar to a purpose or aim. The anticipated result, which guides reactions or an end, which is an objective, either a physical objective or an abstract objective that has an intrinsic value. I love the way they write that in a dictionary, intrinsic. Now, you first have to define on which one you're trying to reach. Is it a physical objective, an abstract, or is it something that you feel is intrinsic? So the whole key to this thing is setting a goal that you believe you can meet, whether it's dieting, food, dating, money, getting a house, getting an apartment, new car, trading in your old car, whatever it is, whatever your goal is, you're going to make that your SMART. You're going to put that into your objectives. Goal setting ideally involves establishing specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bonded objectives. So it sounds kind of like, well, what is SMART? How do I put that in my life? Well, you start it off in the morning. You think of yourself like a seed, and you say, okay, I really want to obtain something in 6 months, 3 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is, that's your goal. And you start getting your SMART, and inside of that, you start looking at that on your chart. What is my SMART? And sometimes even in conversations with your friends or your loved ones or relatives, you could say, you know, have you thought about your SMART? They'll say, what do you mean have I thought about my SMART? You say, have you thought about your SMART objectives? Because those are the things that's going to have a great conversation with you when you have a SMART objective. When I get ready to do my show, I have a SMART objective. The types of music I'm going to play, can I get a support sponsor for the show, what types of things am I going to talk about, and how I'm going to deliver all this. So those are my SMART objectives. And it sounds very vague, but at the same time, I'm telling you, if you write this down and you get up every day and you start applying things to your SMART objectives, you'll have it. You'll work on the goal-setting theory, suggest that it can serve as an effective tool for making progress by ensuring that all the participants, you, your husband, your boyfriend, your daughter, your son, your nephews, that all the participants have a clear awareness of what they must do to achieve or help in achieving this objective, which means that if you and your husband or boyfriend want to save $2 a day at the end of the year, you got $700, but you're going to discuss this. Now, is that going to be on a personal level? The process of setting goals allows people to specify and then work towards their own objectives inside of the objective, most commonly financial or career-based. You have a new relationship with a young lady. She has a daughter, and the daughter's not sure about what college she wants to go to. Well, that objective, that SMART objective says, okay, let's talk about that. She needs to be in a dorm. What college is she going to try to go to? How are we going to help her get there? And how is that going to benefit her at an early age so that she can grow? Well, I know when my granddaughter, who's in Wisconsin, was working on some things, she really had some great objectives. She had her SMART down to the penny of what she wanted to do, and she seems to be achieving that. My other niece that's in the Carolinas, she has objectives. She became a hairstylist. So I think when you look at that and you say, what is my SMART, you start working toward that. Now, we all know that the goals can either be long-term or short-term. The primary difference is the time required to achieve those. So again, in your SMART, you might have a short one, and you may have a long one. But you have to get to the word development, which is the word we're talking about. Development means a progression from a simpler or lower to a more advanced, mature, or complex form or stage. And that word mature has to be in there because as your children are growing or you're growing, it doesn't mean that you're an adolescent. It just means that you're becoming more mature about your decisions. And you're wiping out the issues of what you didn't do, and you're dealing more with what you want to do. So those are the two things that we're talking about. And I want everybody to look up the word SMART, see what it means, and then apply that. Put the little dots behind the letters and see where you come. It's kind of like Get Smart. Do you remember that show where 99 and the agent would come out and they were getting smart to finish up something? I don't know. It was kind of crazy, but I enjoyed the show. But anyway, that's what we're talking about tonight. We want you to get a lock hold or a tighter grip on your SMART. And like I said, start discussing that. Use that as part of your dialogue. When you're talking to somebody, say, what's your SMART? And they're going to look at you like, okay, you must have been listening to that Don McClure show. It is also defined as the gradual advancement or growth through a series of progressive changes. As your life grows in seconds, months, days, weeks, you're growing. And that progressive change, you'll be able to see it. Like we talked about last year about the dollar a day. If you don't see that growth, then you know you're not changing. If you don't see the person changing in your life, then you know they're not changing. If you don't see any growth, you don't have to examine it. I mean, you're looking at it. If they say, I want to be at this level in 6 months, and they're almost there, then you know they're growing. If they're not there, then you know what that means also. It's like we said, put that big jar in front of you, put 30 pieces of white paper in there, and watch it. And if it doesn't change to all green or slightly green, then you know you're not moving. And it's not rocket science. You can just easily say, okay, I'm not progressing now. I need to find out why I'm not progressing. So if you keep listening to all these people that keep telling you to hope and pray and wish, I wrote something the other day and I said, listen, I talked to God. And he said, well, get to the business of doing what I want you to do and doing what you want to do and quit wishing and just do it because I'm standing beside you. And there's the saying, faith without works is dead. So if you got faith in what you want to do and you're working it, you'll get a better result. If you're not working it, it'll be a path to non-progress, and you'll have nobody else to blame but yourself. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we're going to get back to the Bill Hurd playing saxophone. Now, he did a track called You Are Everything, and of course, that was by the Stylistics, and it was a great tune. I think what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do what we call an extended play. Not only are we going to play the Bill Hurd track, but I tried to follow up with that track by something by Vanessa Williams called You Are Everything. So we're going to combine both those tracks together, and I think you're going to enjoy them. But Bill Hurd can really play, and then you know Vanessa can really sing. So you're going to be able to enjoy both tracks, one behind the other. And if you want to get your lady friend and dance around your house or get a cup of tea or a glass of wine and enjoy this and listen to the words, You Are Everything. Matter of fact, I saw some young ladies the other day, and they were chasing me around downtown, and they were saying, you're my everything. I said, no, I'm not that guy, because in the song they say you look like the guy that they was looking for. But anyway, you listen to the Don McClure Show. Let's listen to the Bill Hurd version of You Are Everything, followed up by Vanessa Williams, You Are Everything, and I'm telling you, I'm going to dance around the studio. That was an extended track by Dr. Bill Hurd and Vanessa Williams. And actually, I was dancing with my maid. I did fire her, Lupe, but she came back because I asked her to go out and shovel the snow, and she said she was going back to Mexico. But she wrote me a nice letter and said she wanted to come back, get her job, and I told her I was going to play something else. And her and her kids sang that song for me, I'm Everything. So... But anyway, we got to dance in the studio on both those songs. See, I'm a nice guy. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I really enjoy my Friday nights. This is really something else. What did you say, Lupe? Oh, okay. She said she's quitting again. But anyway, we'll be right back after this PSA. And we got more music for you from Dr. Bill Hurd. And we've got some nice messages about light bulbs. I know everybody needs a light bulb, so what the heck can I say?
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Well, they were talking about light bulbs, and he told Jimmy, his grandson, he was a pretty smart guy. But I don't know about you, but I think I could pick out a light bulb by myself, so I hope I'm that smart. That was a pretty nice thing, though, because actually I need to go buy some light bulbs. We're going to play another Bill Hurd track for you tonight. This is the Bill Hurd night. And like I said, if you got a wife, girlfriend, cousin, whoever you love, whoever you with, hey, you get a chance to just kind of snuggle up and listen to some good music and dance around in your house, tell your kids go to sleep or something, I don't know, or tell them go out. But enjoy yourself. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and we're doing smooth jazz. Matter of fact, Bill Hurd's album, the new CD, because they don't call them albums anymore, is rated as number 2 on the jazz charts. And from what I've been playing so far, you can see that they are. I'm going to play the next Bill Hurd track, and then I'm going to follow that track up with some Luther Vandross, because the songs are similar. They're written by the same people. And it just goes to show you that a lot of the jazz artists, they'll take that saxophone or that trumpet or that flute or whatever it is, and it sounds so much like a voice that actually it could be both of them doing the same thing. But I know you like Luther, but I'm definitely impressed with my optometrist, Bill Hurd. So this is a track from him called There's Nothing Better Than Love. Now, like I said, get your wife. Don't let her run around the home tonight without you slow dancing. So unless you can't dance.
There's nothing better than love.
Oh, sleeping late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away. Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear her say she's still in love and no one could take her love away. I wanna be loved.
Sounded so good, and I was slow dancing with my ex-maid, and then my engineer was dancing with his girlfriend. I said, what is this, a lover's lane or something in the studio? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I know it's going to be some wives out there tonight that's going to tell their husbands, you better cut that show on, get rid of them kids, and we're going to slow dance for a minute. Oh, Lord, that was just too off the charts. I guess that's what they say. Is that the new saying, off the charts? I don't know, and I don't care. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and it sounds like we're having a romantic show. I know my Valentine's show is going to be 2 hours, but, I mean, that's going to be amazing. But just think how you feel relaxed, So if you gentlemen write down S-M-A-R-T, you'll be smart enough to slow dance with your girlfriend or your wife or whatever it is. I don't know. Ex-girlfriend or somebody. But that's what being smart brings about. So every Friday night, you can tune in to the Donis McClure Show, and we've got 9 more minutes. I told you, every Friday, my show flies by. I mean, I'm just amazed at how the time just whizzes. And somebody asked me on an email, they said, Don, do you know a lot of great artists? I said, yeah. We used to hang at this club called Memphis Sounds, and people are always talking about how bad Memphis is, but I'm telling you, Dr. Hurd would play down there, Stephanie Bolton would sing, Jackie McCraven played. Sundays they had a night that was Lover's Night, and the girls would come down there and the guys would be down there. It was really just, it was fun. It was in a black-owned hotel, downtown Memphis, right across from the Peabody. And it was worth going into, but I got to send a shout-out to my boy Mac, because he used to hang down there with us. He worked the door. It was like my bodyguards. And he's now in Indianapolis with his gorgeous wife, and they are enjoying themselves, and they have a food company. So it's a lot of great things that came out of Memphis, and especially my youngest son. He's born in Memphis, so you know I was crazy about that. But again, it was just great to even be there, to just enjoy life. We got 8 more minutes into the show. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and of course I am. And my producer told me, Don, do you have to say you're the one and only? She said, why don't you say you're the king or the head of the world? I think I like saying the one and only, Don S. McClure, because that's who you're listening to. So let's get this PSA about the Bears, Save a Little Bears, and then talk about orphans. Then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about S-M-A-R-T, and we're going to send you on your way so that when you go out tonight, make sure you slow dance with your girlfriend or your wife or whoever it is.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends, so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
And we're back, and you're listening on a Friday night to Donis McClure on the Donis McClure Show on the World Wide Web. And we have a lot of new listeners tonight, a lot of people coming in, and we've reached our goal of 10,000, so that's really amazing. We got 6 more minutes into the show, and we're going to talk a little bit more about goals and development. Now, remember, we went over that, and every week we give you some words for you to look at. And we do this so that you could take those words when people bring you a lot of the stuff that they think they're trying to kind of guide you. Even ask them, say, well, what's your S-M-A-R-T? And if they don't have a SMART objectives, and if they don't know what that means, then I'm going to tell you like Jomo Kenyatta once said. He wrote a book called Facing Mount Kenya. He was one of the greatest African leaders ever in the continent. And he knew Nelson Mandela as a personal friend. But he always said, if the witch doctor tells you he can make you rich, then you need to ask the witch doctor, well, how come you're not rich? So if they don't have that SMART, S-M-A-R-T together, and they don't know what that means, quit buying into all that nonsense and just start to look at your life and turn it around. Because everybody's made mistakes. Everybody's went down the tubes. But you got the right to come back. And you got a right to do what you want to do, which is your specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bounded, B-O-U-N-D-E-D, objectives. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're going to have a much better life, and you're going to be able to enjoy whoever you're with, because you're both going to be headed down a track of trying to make a better life for everybody involved in your relationship. That's your friends, your relatives, your nieces, your girlfriends, your ex-wives, your ex-husbands. Well, I guess you don't. I would hope you want to make a better life for your exes. I don't know. Anyway, we got four more minutes into the show, and I just think I'm having a ball. I always have a ball on Friday. So wherever you're going tonight, I hope you guys go out. Get some flowers. How about that? Buy some flowers for your wife. Doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. Get her some flowers and play some slow songs and dance with her. Even if you remember when we used to go out when we were kids, we didn't really go out. We went down to somebody's basement and danced. The lights were kind of out. I mean, it was so much fun. It was enjoyable. The memories. So if you haven't danced in a while, get those gym shoes on or whatever you want to do, and maybe just slow dance around the house. Just get you a little glass of wine and say, you know what, honey, we're gonna dance tonight. So tell those kids get out or go to bed or whatever they're going to do. We got three more minutes into the show, and you're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And I had a couple of callers on the line, but I couldn't get to them because we were playing some great music, which I really enjoyed. So tonight, it was just fantastic. I'm telling you, this show goes by. So we want you to think about that and pull some things together. We're going to pull out one of my oldies before we go, and it's by my guy Frank, and then after I play him, we're going to be done for tonight. So I hope everybody wrote down their S-M-A-R-T, because your hour with me, hey, I can rhyme too. I might be able to rap, but no, I don't think so. But anyway, let me play For the Good Life and say almost good night. But not yet.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
That's it for me on Friday, and I'm going to say my favorite saying. I almost forgot it. Enjoy life. That's all you have. See you next Friday, and my band's going to take me out of here because we're done. It's been a great hour.